This morning, I'm going to share with you that a team of us are going over to Perth for another family camp. We just concluded one Bible conference a week back. I'm going over to Perth tomorrow. And people sometimes ask me, aren't you tired? I mean, seriously, you mean you got another series of messages to give? Yes. And I want to share with you something that is real in my life and something that can be real in your life too. And you can have that joy, that energy, that strength that God has promised to us when we are complete in Christ, right? I'm going to share with you how you don't have to look at life and be tired of it and be dour looking and you need your Red Bull to get things going. And I'm serious, you don't have to. I want to share with you how, so that this is something that that can be seen. And it's real down to earth. It's true in your life, and it's there in the Lord's Word. Just remember, we are that complete in Christ. How does that work? Well, let's seek the Lord in prayer first, and then let's find wisdom from Him. Our Father, we thank You for the faith that we can have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that You will give to us that joy, that faith that is real, that will see us through so many challenges and problems in life. And so we pray that You will teach us how to understand this faith in Christ and how complete this faith can be. And we pray that You will speak to our hearts, enlighten us, and give to us the sense of joy that we can have in Christ Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to same the theme, complete in Christ, but let's figure this out. Okay? Now we're going to talk about this challenge of it all. And this begins with Colossians chapter 1. Okay, where does it begin? There's always a point of commencement. Right? Now where is it? Is it there first and foremost? We read about this in Colossians chapter 1, where Paul reads and writes, and he says, "We give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus." Now, that's where it is. Don't take this faith in Christ Jesus for granted. It is a tremendous source of power and strength in more ways than one. Hang on a second. Okay? Now, it's something that we want to think about this thing here. This is very, very important, right? Now, a lot of times we don't understand that. How does it work? How does it really, really work? Faith in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm going to share with you this message in a slightly different way, because I want to talk about you as well, involved in this whole process. How does this faith really, really work? Think about this. Now, we're going to get a crossroads come and sing, and the message they're going to sing is important. More than the words, because they're going to talk about the blood of Jesus and its power. It's always there. Right? So more than just an item that they're going to present, I'd like you very, very much to look at listen to the words that they are going to sing, because this whole idea of the reality of faith in Christ, the power that is in the blood of Christ, I hope it will become far more real and relevant rather than just to say, here's another item. Listen to this, because it has very much got to do with the message that I want to bring across to you. All right, Crossroads, come and sing and really, really encourage our hearts. Remember that the blood of Christ is truly always, for always, that power for our life. All right, come on over. You want me to move this away? Thank you, Crossroads. Do you believe in that song? I'm asking you to believe in a crossroads, no. You believe in the worst words? The blood of Christ will never lose its power. You really believe that? I do. And so I'm going over to Perth come Monday with the team, and we are going to share with them the Lord's word. Tiredly, no. We really believe in that power, and I hope the answer is yes. See, Christianity was meant to be like that. This faith that we have in Jesus Christ, commencement, is meant to give us that power. Think about it. And I'm going to share with you some of the things that really bring such a sense of power. How does that power actually seem in our life? But obviously, that power is there. Let's turn to the Colossians 1, and we will see that obvious power that is there. Power sometimes is described in the scriptures as dunamis. Literally, it means dynamism. Sometimes it is expressed with a word called energy. Sometimes it's expressed in the word strength. You know what? It is possible to have dynamism, to have strength, and that energy, no matter how many years old you may be. Now the question again, we ask ourselves, do you really believe that the blood of Jesus will never lose its power? Well, let's see how does this express itself? How does God, the faith is there in the Lord Jesus Christ. How does God support that dynamism, that power, the energy that we read about, that we speak about? Now consider this. All right, let's look at chapter 1. And then Paul says, we give thanks to God for in every remembrance of you. And then he's talking about making a request for you. That's what he wrote to the Philippians. And now he writes to the Colossians. You know what? He still says, we give thanks to God for you. And then always. And then he's in his prayers. And then ever since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. You know what God does when we have that faith in him? He gives to us something that's really, really special. And that is the thing called love. There is so much that the Lord will give to us that will lift up our hearts and bring encouragement to our soul. You see, so faith is not a word that stands alone. Love is there. Hope is there. Strength is there. The energy is there. The dynamism is there as part and parcel of that real faith. Now, if we can have this, now that is going to stand us in tremendous stead. So you always ask yourself, check. Okay, I speak of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Where would the evidence be? Look for evidence. Love there. Faith there, strength there, hope there, you name it, it's there. And you know what? God gave that to you to help you understand. This faith doesn't stand alone. I think this is just tremendous. Right? Because sometimes we speak of faith in the Lord as if it's a standalone, and then, we sing about it, but that power that does not go away is not real to us. It was meant to be real. Find it. Look for the evidence of it, and it will be there wonderfully. I think that is important. What happens if there is enmity, there's conflict? Chapter 2, Paul wrote about the problems that created confusion, conflict in the hearts, in the lives of the people in Colossae. Is that going to take away anything? Frankly, no. Now, let's read this very carefully, okay? Now, this is important. Chapter 1, verse 23, this is what he says. And I think this is important for us to take a look at. And it says, and I rejoice, okay? And this is important, his suffering, verse 24. But in 23, he says, if you continue in the faith. Now, that is important. Enmity will come, conflict will come, problems will come. How do we, after we have commenced faith, what do we do next? We continue. Now, that's important. Now, this word is a wonderful word. In John 15, we read Jesus teaching the disciples, abide in me. Actually, this word continue is actually the same word, except it's a strengthened word. Right? So we commence. And the Lord gives that love, the joy, the strength, the energy to bolster faith. But what do we do with that? We continue. I think that's the key word. See? So once we continue, you just ride on the crest. You just continue. And this is something that we can do. Now, how do we do this? Let's take a look at how Paul expresses in Colossians 1:23. He says, okay, you continue, and this is how you want to continue in the faith. And he talks about, first and foremost, having laid a foundation, grounded. And it's important. So as we bring the pastoral team over to minister in Perth next week, what are we seeking to do for them? Ground them. I mean, not grind them, ground them. There's a lot of difference between grinding and grounding. Okay? And this idea here is to help them establish a deep, strong foundation. No matter how much work, that faith can continue. That's the word. That's a strengthened word of the word abide. That's what it is. And grounded. And Paul talks about it being settled. And this is a wonderful word that helps us to understand and appreciate what this really, really means. Now, maybe you start with something, you commence something. It's faith, and there's love, and there's joy, and there's strength. Why would you not want to continue? It makes no sense to start, commence, and stop. No, thank you. You want to continue. I'm just really excited looking at Pines 2. We're going to plan a special program for them. They're going to organize their own barbecue. Now, letting them plan their own stuff, just watching them. Okay, and that's good. The two of them, all newbies, are learning how to organize it. And they're planning their own program, just checking with me, trying to figure out how to get all these things done. So I said, how many people coming? Nearly 50. That's not counting everybody else. I said, what? So many? But you know, the sense of commencement last year, December. Now we're looking at April, continue. Start one poem, continue. Every day they write to me, every week I have poems to read. You know what? You want to start, you want to commence, you want to continue. The key word is a continue. And you, no matter problems, difficulties, what, they cannot stop the whole joy, strength, love that's there. It will just continue. Now, that's the word that we want to look at very, very, very carefully. Continue. And that's every encouragement. Don't get moved away. In any way, don't get moved away, just steadfast, and it's there. How? Let's look at chapter 2 and verse 2, and let's take a look at it. And this is so absolutely important, right? And this is something that we want to consider, right? Let's take a look at chapter 2, and we'll see this very, very, very clearly, that their hearts may be encouraged. This is sometimes we just, you know, we have the handbells play and we take that for granted. We have an item presented and we take that for granted. We shouldn't. We should look at them in a fresh new way, like we read in a word here, the word is encouraged. right? So we got evidence of faith, enmity won't hinder us, and why? One reason is the word encourage. How do we get encouraged in our hearts? Now the word encourage, an interesting word here, hearts may be encouraged. It's this word that literally it borrows from two words. God has called somebody alongside. Now that's the word encourage, right? So God has given to us, and you know, this is so wonderful to see this encouragement that comes through. So one person wrote a little note and a gift as well. And the person said, you know, I didn't think that I would ever get promoted further. I've come to the, you know, highest possible rank I could be. And then suddenly, my pay grade jumps. Well, that's nice. A pay grade jumps. So now I have a little extra. You know what? The first thing I want to do is I want to thank God. Here's a love gift for special needs. And it's a gift of 10,000 there. That's a nice pay rise. But can you see what I'm trying to say? You see, so sometimes God calls people alongside, and that's how we derive encouragement. When people share things like that, they see God's hand, and they speak of how the Lord has been good to them, and they share things like that, you know, suddenly you feel your heart encouraged. Now, that's what it is. So when we talk about continuing this faith, listen, you're not alone. It would be tough to go it alone. But when God designed our faith, He designed the church, He planted everything completed in Christ Jesus, and He brings the whole church together with people called alongside that we may be encouraged. And that is a wonderful way of looking at how we can continue with steadfastness of faith. I think that's important. Yesterday, our Sunday school class, we had a breakfast together in church, as if we're not eating enough. You know, but you know, suddenly 80 people will come up for breakfast. Well, that's really good. And then, of course, getting the ladies to arrange a breakfast, good thing the men are not doing it. The men will say, here. No, the ladies are going to arrange it nicely. This is where the biscuits are. This is where the coffee is. And men, help yourself. In the tub. Help. See? So thank God for other sex. Rather than all men. You can just imagine, if it had been all male, okay guys, what do you want? Help yourself, that's it. Okay, let's talk. But you know, it's the beauty of it all. You see, this is the encouragement that we can receive within our hearts so that we can continue to do the things that we have. What's our ultimate goal at the end of it all? How do we conclude? I think this is important for us to understand. Let's take a look at Colossians 2, right? In verse 6 and 7, we read, just as we have received Christ Jesus, right? This is important, the Lord. And in Him, we determine, we walk, we carry on walking. And then he went on to talk about how we may. First, we are rooted. This is our faith. This is God's love given to us. You know what? I want to be sure that that faith is deeply rooted. That love that we have is deeply rooted. And nothing is going to shift. Nothing is going to be affected. But I think that's the first part of it, rooted. Then it went on further. Change of imagery, verse 6. Right? Built up. Wow. That is such a wonderful. So there's rooted, that is built up, and then we see the word established in Him. And that, again here, watch this verse 7, in faith. So we have a commencement in faith. We can continue in faith. We have people called alongside to encourage us in our faith. What's our conclusion? Well, I think that a challenge has got to be that we want to be established. To me, that is such a wonderful thing to have. So can we be established in all these things here? And if we are, then going to Perth next week is not a problem. And if we come back and we prepare for the junior camp, not a problem. And after junior camp, go on into India, not a problem. And then people are already tired. No, we don't have to be. And we can carry on with this, remembering all that God has given to us in more ways than one. Can you see how we commence? So good to always go back from time to time. How did I start? How did I commence? I found faith in Jesus. Don't stop there. Carry on. Continue. Be established. Be rooted. Be stronger. Right? Then we carry on further. We continue until we conclude, whenever we conclude. And that conclusion is when the Lord calls us home. This is so wonderful. Look at this. And he went on 6 and verse 7. And then I like the word where, as you have been taught, and then the key word is the word here, abounding. What is abounding in thanksgiving? What does that mean? This is the imagery of Psalm 23 and verse 5. My cup runs over. Tell me when. Do you keep pouring? And it's full. Tell me when. It keeps going. Abounding is this idea here. You didn't say when, so I haven't stopped when. When are you going to ask? It's just going to be abounding. Isn't it wonderful? Abounding in faith, abounding in joy, abounding in strength, abounding in His love, abounding in ministry, abounding in life. This is our life complete in Christ. It's not meant to be, okay, I believe in the Lord, and then I stop growing from there. Don't. That's important. And that is something that we want to take a look at very, very, very carefully. Now, in Colossians chapter 1, just one little verse here, in verse 6, right? So we read this. Since we heard of your faith in Lord in Christ Jesus, and right? So this is important as we look at verse 6, and there's a little bit of a textual difference here, just to help you to understand this, okay? And as Paul was saying, he heard of your faith, and it is important for us. In verse 6, bearing fruit. Now, there's a little phrase that is missing in our NKJV. Bearing fruit. And that word is called growing. So bearing fruit and growing. Don't just bear fruit and then we stop growing. Now, the word here and growing came up, appeared in verse 10, right? So that you've been fruitful in every good work and increasing. The word increasing or growing is actually found in verse 6 as well. So 6 and 10, the idea here is carry on, continue, keep growing, keep increasing, don't stop now. That's how we can understand what it means to be complete in Christ. It's not just our salvation. Okay, I'm complete in Christ now, stop. No, 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 no. The idea of complete is a long, big word. We are to experience His joy, His strength, His love, His encouragement, His knowledge increase, and everything else, and it's all part of the completed in Christ until we have a steadfastness of faith. There is the richness of our faith in Christ Jesus. His power, the power in the blood of Christ, will never cease. It's for real, and not to be merely sung. It's meant to be experienced as a reality. Can we experience this? That's our challenge. commence, continue, right? This is real. Let this be our challenge. Let it be so, so that we can understand, I can have a steadfastness of this faith, of this energy, of this power, of Christ's love within us. And it is ever increasing, ever growing. We haven't even begun to see the half of it. That, to me, is surely uplifting in more ways than one. So I'm looking forward, seriously. What else would I discover in the years ahead? Well, I think it is something that we want to wait and see what the Lord will reveal to us. But right now, this morning, what should our challenge be? Okay, we've already commenced faith in Christ. Can I encourage you, continue? Really, continue. Discover many more things. Don't be fazed by problems and challenges and difficulty. Continue until we find the steadfastness of faith that is in Christ Jesus. And it is such a wonderful thing to discover in our life. May this be your experience, truly. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you that our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ does not need to be stagnated, but it continues to be real, and with every passing year, continues to be real and continues to be strong and powerful. And this morning we pray that we will be uplifted to consider such a faith in Christ Jesus and to embrace it with all our heart, and to find that along with faith, you give to us brethren who give to us joy, encouragement, love, strength, hope. Father, we pray that you will continue to lead us and draw much encouragement from each other. It is a great plan of salvation you have given to us in Christ Jesus. We ask you now to bless this offering. We give this out of love for you, for your people, for your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.